USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump still calls the Russia investigation a hoax, and he said he doesn't think much of Robert Mueller's 7 hours of testimony on Capitol Hill.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation.
During questioning by Intelligence Committee member Congresswoman Val Demings, Mueller weighed in on whether the president's written responses to his questions were adequate.
Director Mueller, isn't it fair to say that the president's written answers were not only inadequate and incomplete because he didn't answer many of your questions, but where he did, his answers show that he wasn't always being truthful?
I would say generally.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said impeachment is not off the table, but she said it has to be a solid case and not about politics. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A statue of the person known as the only white woman killed during the civil rights movement of the 1960s has been unveiled in the Motor City. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Detroit native Viola Liozzo was shot and killed by the Ku Klux Klan 54 years ago as she was driving black civil rights workers in Alabama. The statue, dedicated in a Detroit park that bears her name, depicts her as walking barefoot and carrying her shoes, taking steps away from a Klan hood that lies on the ground behind her. Among those in attendance for the dedication was Susan Brough, the mother of Heather Heyer, who was killed while protesting peacefully at the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow was down 79 points, the S&P 500 up 14, and the NASDAQ up 70. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you prepared if there's a cyber attack? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has ways to protect yourself.
With the increasing threat of cyber attacks on our national security and even blackouts in some U.S. cities, many people are wondering what they need to do to be prepared. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Richard Clark. He's one of the world's leading experts on security, cybersecurity, and terrorism, and he shares some tips on what you can do to prepare yourself should a cyber attack happen.
I would think about it as a hurricane. A really bad hurricane, like what happened to Puerto Rico, can knock out the power for a long period of time. And so you want to think about, what would I do if I didn't have power? We all live on our credit cards, but if there's no power, no one can use a credit card. And you can't get money out of the ATMs. So, yeah, you might want to have some cash stashed away to get through.
North Korea fired two missiles into the sea, and Japan's defense minister says the test launches are probably a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. North Korean expert Jeffrey Lewis of the Middlebury Institute has details on the missiles.
The United States calls this missile the KN-23. It is a short-range missile. It can carry a nuclear weapon-size payload to about 450 kilometers. That's far enough to put a nuclear weapon on most U.S. bases in South Korea.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.